To Die For podcast includes the spooky, scary, salacious, and sometimes psychotic. Listener discretion is advised.
Did you say fuck button?
I mean, is that a button you can hit? Because that'd be cool.
That was easy.
Perfect.
But I don't know that I feel comfortable of you personally hitting. Is it incest if you hit the fuck button with me in the room?
I think it depends on if the fucking happens while you're in the room.
I mean, what happens pressed?
When you hit the... I want to know about what happens when the fuck button gets pressed.
I feel like somebody in the world just immediately starts fucking. It doesn't have to be in the room.
I mean, random. That's probably a true statement. It's kind of like, you know, bells and angel wings or something. Yeah. It's like the same thing. Every time you hit this button, somebody fucks.
Well, that was like in last week's the stupid law, the sex law, where you couldn't fire a gun when your partner was climaxing. And they had to make sure it said your partner, because if it was
well, I just still don't understand how that law is enforced.
Yeah, I don't know. But
Which I'm really glad that you've now reminded me about. Was that actually last week?
It's the last week that we recorded.
Right. Technically, but this wouldn't be coming out until after whatever the last week's was, which I don't... Did we do something last week? Or did
What's
we skip
happening?
It last week?
No, I think we skipped
Do you
last
know
week.
What we did?
No,
what was
last
the
week.
Last thing that we talked about?
The last thing that we talked about? Oh, fuck. You do this to me every fucking week.
I know, and you would think that you would have figured it out and, like, taken notes or some shit.
Yeah,
or
just,
even
like,
just
notes on
Spotify.
What day it is. Fucking
Well, but this, again, the last
oh,
thing that
right.
we talked about wouldn't be
it's
on
not
Spotify.
Live yet. Yep.
Because that's what I made the mistake of, like, because I tried to cheat last week. And I was like, oh, let me, like, look some shit up. And then, and I'm also hear what I sound like drunk, which the answer is slurry.
But that was, no, that was Ed Gein.
Yeah, no, that was Ed Gein.
Like months,
then,
that was like weeks ago.
And we did both, we did.
No, don't say it. We only did, well, they only have heard one of the two additionals.
Wasn't it three episodes of Ed? We
oh,
did
yeah.
all
no,
of
yeah,
the
we
Ed.
Did. Yeah, we did Ed. But
we did a whole bunch of
the
Ed.
The preceding topics, we did
and
two
And then
of.
We did stupid sex shit.
Correct.
Yes.
They have not heard this spooky, ooky sex ghosts
That's
yet.
The one we did last, right?
Ghost
sex. Yes.
Yeah.
Ghost sex. So.
Yeah.
But by the time this comes out, they will have
they
heard
will.
It.
They will.
And then it'll be like, and if they're binging, they're going to be like, dude, why can't you guys remember jack shit? Which the answer is, I'm old.
Yes.
We're all goldfish.
I have been old since like the age of three, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that's accurate.
Really?
Wait, was I alive? Yes, barely. Okay.
I've always been older than you.
Well, no, I know that, but I was no, I was trying to remember if I was alive when you were three, and it was like yes indeed.
And even then I was old.
Yes,
to you.
Yeah. I mean, I was a baby, so, you know,
right.
everybody's
and you've
old.
Always had to look up to me, but also because I'm very tall.
Correct.
Are you really? I always just imagined you to be kind of a short little, like,
we've had this
tomato
person.
Oh my god. We had all of my students actually got to see me in person, and every single one had to have the exact same thing of like, wow, you are a lot taller. And I'm like, guys, you don't even know the performative aspect of my teaching that you all are missing, because normally I get up on tables and I yell and I dance and I sing like the banana song.
That sounds terrifying.
The banana song.
I know. I am terrifying. I am.
That really does sound like a jolt to the system. At what time is it? 6 a.m.? You got some lady screaming at you?
9 a.m.
A 6-foot lady.
6-foot tall lady standing on a table being push just, harder.
She's like screaming, banana, banana, banana.
Banana. I mean,
yeah,
I get really excited when talking about ceramics.
All right, we got to get going. I got fucking ramen waiting for me, folks.
It's gonna be soggy as shit.
Yeah, well, it's ramen.
Soggy ramen.
It's like in soup, so I don't know if it gets soggy.
It does get soggier. You can get like crisp ramen.
What?
Like, you
are
know,
are you just putting like top ramen dente packets in water?
I mean, like, sometimes I just put top ramen into my mouth. I don't know why people find the water so necessary.
I don't know. I used to do that all the time.
Right.
Until I found out that water makes soup.
It was last week, you know. Our little baby's growing up.
Oh my god.
Hey.
We discovered soup.
Yes, it's important. All right. Well, we are doing episode 56 and a new topic for the next 2 weeks. Probably 3 weeks.
Oh Jesus.
Is it and I've already been receivedly
good luck, Lolo.
Preemptive yeah, apologies, so I'm not excited about this.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many more crazy sex episodes you can make to appease me after a horrible episode.
Well, part of this was kind of your fault, so.
Shit.
Yeah.
How?
I'll get
Is
there.
Is it ceramics?
No. We are doing forests. The look of utter confusion on both of your faces.
I mean, is it my fault because I'm going to go stay in a treehouse? I'm staying in a treehouse.
I'm excited about that. No.
Is it the suicide forest?
Maybe. So I jokingly said last time that we were getting super dark for this episode because Lolo poo-pooed my stupid sex crimes. It actually turns out that the topic that I had picked a while ago for this episode really is super dark.
So it doesn't matter. So really, you can't blame me for jack shit.
I could. I could it's have the, changed
no,
it.
You were gonna. You were 100% gonna be you, no matter what I did.
It's why you love me.
It's pretty much a very true statement.
Perfect. Well, yeah, this one also ended up just being, like, so fucked up and had so much crazy that it ended up needing to be a two-parter.
Is it, how many dead?
Nope, can't ask, don't answer that, don't answer that.
Wait, can I ask, how many legs are on the dead things?
At least two.
Correct.
Are there sometimes more than two legs?
At least.
I don't think so.
Is it wrong that I feel better now that we haven't killed our four-legged friends?
No, because I'm the same way. It upsets me way more.
Why are we horrible human beings?
What happens if you put a collar on a person? Do they become a four-legged friend?
No, they're still an asshole person.
Wait, you're saying people that wear collars are assholes?
No, sweetheart.
People.
I'm saying people. You are saying people that wear collars are assholes, and that would be kink shaming, which is why you're an asshole.
I'm not an asshole. You called them assholes.
I've called everybody an asshole.
I asked them if they're four-legged friends.
They're not my friend.
What's happening? I'm not kink shaming. I love you. Four-legged kink
collared friends.
Collared friends.
I mean, if you want them to be your friends, I'm not friends with anybody.
She hates everyone.
I hate everybody.
That's perfect. All right. I do promise I won't keep doing these like super long episodes, but I legit tried to make this shorter.
I don't think you should make promises like that.
Yeah. Pretty empty promise right
You're
there.
Just gonna do whatever it is you're gonna do.
I know you gave me free reign of being like, here, you can have an entire episode for a true crime, and I'm like, ooh, let's dig into it.
I think that, you know, it gives people, because, I mean, we have, like, lots more people listening now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We hit
triple digits.
Right? So. And so, but we can just refer to the last 41 of them, but I'm going to say 42 because it's a better number.
Okay. There you go.
We can like, adjust that. Numbers are meaningless, right?
It's all just a construct.
It makes it easier just to say that, yeah. It's all a construct.
It's all 42. All right. Yeah. Well, on that note, let's get right into our true crime story. True crime story. It just came out of my mouth all kinds of garbled.
Yes.
Which
Thank you. Is the Ant Hill Kids.
The Ant Hill Kids? Ant Hill Kids. These are kids.
Okay, so do you think that they're actually kids, and are they murdering people by putting other people's heads in ant hills? Is that a way that you can kill people?
No, I'm sure it is. Here's what I think. I think that they ask for 5 more minutes to play from their moms, and 5 more minutes to them actually felt like an eternity, and that eternity made them go crazy to the point where they just said, we need to dress like ants so that our parents will never find us again.
That has nothing to do with hills.
Yes. Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet. And so and so they traveled long and far until they reached the hill in the middle of the sandbox. And where they are now, they reside for years. I've heard tales of them across the lands.
No.
Lolo. Okay. No. And they attack people with their pincers.
Your attempt to do this is not good. However, I did just watch a true facts about ants ripping off other ants' heads.
Exactly. That's where they got their motivations.
Yeah, Ant Hill Kids. I don't like where this is going. Cool, let's go. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's start out in May of 1947 in Quebec when... It depends on which thing you listen to or look at or read or whatever. His name was Roche, Roche, Rock, something along those lines. Terrio was born. I will call him Roche for most of this. He was a bright and outgoing child, but the town's local school only went up to the 7th grade, so that was as far as his formal education went. After that, he began teaching himself the Old Testament.
Oh, fuck. And this is, I have actually read the Old Testament, like actually read it. And I read it way too young because very early on, I was like, wow, God is, these people are messed up.
Correct.
And I kind of got out of religion by reading the Bible.
Wait, can you repeat what you said?
All of it?
No, just the last part.
Oh, so he finished up 7th grade, and that was as far as his formal education went. And so
he started reading the Bible.
The Old Testament. He was like, let's jump into
that. Let's dive into that one.
Mm-mm. Yep.
So it's just going to involve a lot of begatting and smiting.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
And stoning, you know, when you're, you know.
Yeah. Also, if you want to read the Bible in a hilarious way, go look up the Brick Bible, because someone has made the entire Bible out of Legos, and it is fucking hilarious.
It's also known as the Great Begatsby.
Nope.
Yeah.
No,
you're wrong.
No, okay. It's that's how it's pronounced.
The Bible?
Yeah.
Sure. Are you sure you didn't do any drugs before this? Because we've got
ants. I definitely did.
Yeah, seriously.
How long before?
Only a few years.
Permafried is what the term is. Yeah,
correct. All right. Well, at this point, he becomes convinced that a war between good and evil was coming, and that would bring about the end of the world. Yay!
Wow, really going strong in there. Wow.
Yep. Now, religious zeal, not new in his family, as his dad, named Hyacinth, was, I know.
I mean, a man named Hyacinth.
It's different.
I think he might sound lovely. Do you think people just call him Hi?
Sorry. I don't know.
Really? That gotcha? Really?
What? My jokes aren't good? Fuck you.
No, they're great, but what the fuck? That one was...
Hey, hi. Sorry, I don't know. It's just like they just call him hi. Like, are you always hi? Yes, I am.
Yes, I always go...
That joke does not need explaining for the audience.
But so that means that he was like, this dude, Hyacinth, was like around the 20s in Canada.
Yes.
Right? Like he was doing his thing in the 20s.
Yes. And around this time, he was devoutly religious, and a member of the Union of Electors, or White Berets. And they were a Catholic fascist offshoot which focused heavily on going door to door on your knees to distribute literature. So,
which, on your knees?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a penance thing, right?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I want you to imagine answering the door with somebody that. And, like, I'm going to vote that they're in living in an area that isn't, like, necessary. Because it's, like, the 40s. Like, how well-paid are things? Are they rural or are they, like, urban?
I think they were in a mining-type town-ish.
Do we think that that would have, evolved into, like, paved sidewalks?
I don't know.
Which is worse, going around on dirt or on cement? Because both sound very painful on my knees.
Dirt.
He got all the little rocks. I don't know.
My mom used to make me sit in timeout, but she would pour like uncooked grits on a hardwood floor and make me kneel on that shit.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was awesome.
So you were abused. Uncooked grits. My knees
think it was fantastic. My knees are great. Because of it.
Right. So I do have a pad that's filled with spikes that I do sit on, so maybe it increased your blood flow.
Maybe she was really focused on that.
That was what it was. It wasn't like, we gotta get the devil out of you. Yeah, anyways, between this crazy fascist offshoot and then going to lots and lots of mass, Roche went the other way and developed a major hatred for Catholicism and, to a lesser degree, organized religion.
I mean, that seems reasonable, but this is how I find out that I'm a mass murderer again, because I'm like, oh yeah, I read the Bible. And then I decided
right.
I wasn't going to be religious anymore.
It's sounding a little too familiar.
Yeah, I do have a lot in common with
murderers. How are your knees doing? You on your knees a lot?
I don't think anybody wants me to answer that question.
I think a lot of people want to answer that.
I'm just wishing I had recorded those faces that you were making as you tried not to answer that question. Okay, we're moving on. Okay, so at 20, he married Francine Grenier, and the two would have two sons, and he would also develop horrendous ulcers that had to be excised surgically, and then which would develop complications later. So
fun.
Correct. This basically
in the 40s. When
nah, 67.
Okay, 67.
Yeah, because he's 20
so
now.
So they have like a surgery for that.
I guess so, yeah.
Probably not a good surgery. Yes. But, you know.
I don't know how good it is, but you know. So, yeah, this basically left him in a permanent state of discomfort, and he seemed to have a major change in personality, going from kind of very possessive but generally pretty easygoing to being obsessed with sex and being, like, uptight and just kind of a douche nozzle.
Wait. So obsessed with... When you say uptight, did that mean, like, that he's, like... So is he the kind of person that's like, don't have crazy kinky sex because it's bad, but then that's exactly what they have?
A little bit. So like before he had surgery, like he would have, like he wanted his wife to wear like, you know, really covered, you know, like be very covered. And he was like very possessive and like, you know, kind of, I guess, pretty straight laced. And then he got out of surgery and had all this stuff go wrong. And for whatever reason, it
drastically.
Yeah. And he went from, you know, he got obsessed with sex. Like he started wanting her to wear like mini skirts and like super skimpy outfits. And like, I believe he started having like affairs and things like that. So just kind of everything
did a pretty good 180 from where it was before.
Sexaholic. Awesome.
So he wasn't, at that point, he wasn't like uptight. He was just fucking psycho.
Kinda, yeah.
But also still, possessive and now sex crazy.
Yeah, I guess a bit more like that. Yes. It also sparked in him an obsession with medicine and an enemy.
And see enemas? Enemies.
Does he like
see enemas? Enemas? Oh, God.
Anatomy. I have had nothing to drink. This is great. Which he would then go on to teach himself about in great detail.
We already know how that. So then he figured out that he really hated all people because they were disgusting. Because that's what he learned in anatomy lessons.
People are really disgusting.
Oh my God.
My wife works in radiology and it's really horrible.
Yeah. Super, super gross.
It's gross.
But that just means that you don't have to be so judgy anymore because you're like, oh, well, that's disgusting. And then you're like, oh, yeah, so am I.
There you go.
But some people are more disgusting than others.
Yeah. I mean, that's a true statement, but that's like, there's always going to be somebody more disgusting than you. So as you sit in your pile of filth, you can know that there is somebody that is more disgusting than you. However, I don't think that's a good race to win.
Good mental health.
But you could probably get a TV show for it.
Correct. Yeah. There you go. I mean, I guess it's just, weird, you know.
All American slob.
Exactly. I mean, it's totally a thing.
Well, to make things even better for dear Roche, he took to drinking heavily, which is guaranteed to make your ulcers feel way better.
Oh my God. I am him.
Uh-huh. If you didn't catch the sarcasm there, it's bad. It's really bad. Really bad for your ulcers.
Oh.
I gave myself ulcers for Christmas once. It was nice.
Oh, I had one from working at a shitty job.
Yeah, it was fun. He starts having affairs, and then his finances took a big old dive, which caused him to basically lose his home, and then his wife and kids. He's kind of a drama queen. So even though he was living and sleeping with one of the women that he was having an affair with, who was named Giselle, he set up a bed in the back of his truck to make it seem like he was just too moral to sleep with a woman he wasn't married to.
Oh, so he'd like fuck her, but then sleep in the back of a truck.
Yeah,
oh,
no. Yeah. So no, he was the one where he was like, I am a pious person.
Yes.
And I have to go do all of this crazy stuff so I know how pious I am.
Mm-hmm. And no, he was actually sleeping and living with her. He just like put the bed in the back and made it seem.
So he could take a picture and send it to his ex-wife and be like, look at what you've done to me. Oh, I hate this guy.
Oh, yeah.
So manipulative.
I like him.
No. Nope.
Why? Tell us, Noodles, why do you like him?
Well, he feels like a really good role model for a lot of young men to look up to. And I think if more men were like him, there'd be less need for women to,
In general.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I've got. I can't go any further.
You were trying so
hard. I couldn't do it.
It was such a good try.
He's such an asshole.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Well, then he becomes heavily active in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. He does take up some of their good stuff, such as their rules of no tobacco, drugs, or booze, and no unhealthy food. But he also then uses his innate charisma and salesmanship to sell literature door-to-door. Ironic. He also would run seminars and workshops and excelled at it so much that he, one, began to make the other members uncomfortable with his, like, overt enthusiasm and boasting, basically about how good he was doing, and two, had amassed his own little following of 10 adults from 18 to 24 years old.
I think I am possibly this person. I don't think I do a lot of the like boasting bit, but I do amass followers. My skate gang is constantly growing.
Oh, nice.
I still haven't thought up for like a good skate name, but I'm gonna come up with one.
Okay, I'm excited.
I told you I've got good names up the wazoo. You just need to come to me, and I'll let you know what.
Come to you how? Come. I'm like right here.
No, see.
I have to like come there, like walk into a room, kiss your hand, like offer you my
short
firstborn.
Skirt. Keep the bed in the back. Mm-hmm, we're good mm-hmm, to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna do that.
Well, I'm excited then you'll never... for all of us to be in the same room together in a very short amount of time.
Even if I am there, I will not go into the same room with all of you at the same time. I will only exist.
Only be
as
in the closet. She'll just be in the closet like that right. last yeah. story I told you last weekend. Remember, Lizza? You remember that?
I mean, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but...
Oh. Baby Jesus. Okay, we're moving
Speaking
on.
About sex crimes. Oof.
Okay.
We'll tell you next weekend.
Cuckling things?
I am a cuck.
Oh, congratulations. Are you a proud cuck?
Always. I would call myself a brown cuck.
Nice.
They call me Cucky McCocksock.
Chody McCocksock. Okay. Roche would eventually give them the nickname the Anthill Kids for their ant-like hard work.
The Anthill Kids is scary sounding. It's scary.
It's all scary. This is all scary.
Please don't name your skate gang the Anthill Kids.
No. It's a bad plan. Bad plan.
Maybe.
Okay, I'll decide after this. Because honestly, it doesn't sound horrible.
Let's
it
fix that.
It doesn't sound bad, yeah.
They all began hanging out at Giselle's apartment, and Roche would soon convince them that they all should drop out of college.
And join a skate gang.
Nope.
Called the Anthill Kids.
The end of the world was coming, so why would you need skills? Because the world was just going to end. You know,
I mean, I feel that way, but also I'm just like, well, I might as well like collect all the skills.
Okay,
it's the end of the world. I mean,
well, and you
learn shit.
You would think that if you were like, the end of the world is coming, and like we're probably going to be the ones that like make it, that you would want people with skills. But you know, I mean,
well, it doesn't like. I mean, if you told them not to like plan for shit, then I would say that they don't think that they're the ones that are going to make it.
Right, that's what I thought.
That's
they're
true.
Just like,
and I mean,
no,
yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's
but
like,
again, I know that the world will end, at least for me, and I still continue to amass skills.
Here's one interesting aspect of all this. We all are going to die. So,
what?
So why not just drop out of college and don't do anything? Because the end
You'll
of the world
die
is going
to...
Right. I mean, it really just depends. Like, I'm just like waiting around for shit to happen. So meanwhile, while I'm waiting around for shit to happen, I was thinking I could totally stress myself out by having to fill out forms and grades and
right. And
you know, think about getting like a mortgage and getting married. And then I was like, maybe some cats will make it better, which the answer is yes.
You know what would be really great is feeling
cats.
Like you're financially independent and then realizing that no. You're not very good at that.
Wait, why would that be great?
That's what life's all about.
Oh, that's just like what happens is you go out into the world and you're like, oh, I'm finally independent. And then you're like, I'm not good at being independent. Oh, yeah. That's why you get married. Have you been doing marriage wrong? Or your wife wrong or something? Have you been doing your wife wrong?
I mean, he's got a chode, so.
Yeah. Anyways,
are we ready?
Chody McCocksock.
Exactly. Okay, well, so they're dropping out, and then in 1977, the group went on an Adventist retreat out in the woods, and Roche picks up two more women for his little entourage. And he also was so inspired by the natural beauty that he went on a hike alone and climbed up on a rocky outcropping where he had a vision.
I'm sure he did.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what this vision was, please.
The sky was lit up with a white radiance, and God told him he was in a holy place.
Okay.
Wait, like, all only, like...
I mean, yeah.
If somebody tells me that...
not incorrect.
I want coordinates, okay?
Well, I mean, honestly, okay, so if we want to go for Buddhist philosophy and shit, which, let like, you know, I'm not doing a good job. I'm just going to give you a basics of, yeah, everybody's Jesus. Everybody's the chosen one, and you are always like actively in touch with everything. So if you decide that this is the holy place, then fuck yeah, you are. So I'm fine with that. I agree. This is what has happened to him. He's done it.
Perfect. Well, this was the real beginning of the downward spiral. So.
Wow, he had finally found himself.
Well, I love how, though, it wasn't like, oh, you found this holy place, you are, like, my person, like, nothing. It wasn't anything like that of, like, hey, you're the cool guy now. It was just like, hey, you found this holy place. And he was like,
achievement unlocked.
Fuck, I'm awesome. Like,
I mean, that sounds fine.
Okay.
I might be a serial killer.
Correct.
I just, you know, haven't started yet.
Is he a serial killer? Mm. You said correct.
I haven't killed anyone. Oh, that's what's correct.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So I support his feelings.
Okay. Well, the group soon moves to, I think it's Sainte Marie, and opened an alternative medicine clinic. Cash up front, of course.
I feel a little bit less supporting. Medical is not the right term to use here.
He had a growing reputation as a healer, so this was a great way to make money, because it didn't really matter if it worked, because they had already paid. It was also a great way to pick up new followers.
Mm-hmm. I forget. Are all the followers female? Like, every one of them?
No. I would say the majority of them are, but there are some men that are involved as well.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes. So the women in the group, though, do begin to compete for his attention, which made Giselle nervous. So she proposed to him herself, and he accepted, and the two were married in 1978.
Where the fuck did Giselle come from again?
She's the girlfriend that he was sleeping with and staying with when he was...
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
Cheating on... He was the one that he was cheating on.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, he flirted with all the other women in the group the entire five-hour ride back from the ceremony to the commune. So, you know.
He was like, oh my god, this is working out great. His little, like, harem philosophy is, like, coming together.
Yes.
It's like, I knew this would work.
Well, speaking of delusions, his belief in himself is through the roof at this time, and he ends up convincing one of his followers to check herself out of the hospital where she was receiving treatment for leukemia, and then into his clinic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He treated her with grape juice and organic foods, and she, of course, died.
Now, I will have to say that there are some, like... What is it? Oh, fuck. Now I forget what it's called. There's actually, like, a whole treatment for cancer. But you have to
Delusions of grandeur.
It's just, like, you eat 30 pounds of vegetables every day, and that'll clear you out. And then people are like, well, and his argument, like, so surgeons have been like, oh man, you are like, this is like a radical diet plan. And he's like, well, I think it's weird that you guys just cut off body parts. I think that's radical. And I was like, that is a good point. Yeah. It is a good point, but I might also be willing to cut off an arm in order to not have to eat 30 pounds of vegetables a day.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot. Oh, and then coffee.
Oh, I thought you were saying, you were saying they were cutting off limbs to lose weight.
Oh, no, this is for cancer.
Like, oh, that makes sense. Like,
man, I'm feeling fat today. I'm just going to take
it. Gotta take the leg.
You know what? The leg seems like the heaviest part.
You're right. Well, he also says that he went in and kissed her, and she awakened from death. But in the end, God wanted her, so it was her time. Yep.
So he made an excuse to actually go fuck her. You know, he didn't just kiss her.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? I can't imagine.
I mean, I probably could. I'm going to stop trying, though.
I kind of like paused there because my mind started going there and I had to like, stop.
I'm trying really hard to like think of anything else right now.
I'm already there. I'm screwing a leukemia patient that's on her deathbed.
Jesus, I wanted to think about something else. I don't want to think about you having, and then I have that stupid meme of you up that says, I've had sex with a couple people. It's just like in the background. It's like wallpaper on my computer.
In the end, God wanted.
Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. Yep, exactly.
Yep. Well, 78 was a big year for him. He gets married, he has a clinic, he kills a lady through neglect, and then he gets kicked out of the Seventh-day Adventists.
I'm sorry. He kills somebody from neglect? Are we counting that as the leukemia patient?
Yeah, he fed her grape juice.
he wasn't neglecting her. He was just doing a shitty job of paying attention to her.
I think that's the same thing.
No.
You know, that woman locked in a room that I told her to go into, I don't pay attention to her a lot.
Yeah,
for years.
It's weird. Yeah, no, so, okay, fine. Well, he kills this lady by basically thinking his magic juju is going to fix her instead of the medical treatment she was getting. Mm-hmm. And then they kick him out of the Seventh-day Adventists. Also, Giselle's...
It seemed like he had already put himself on his own, like, plan.
Kind of. He was still technically part of the group and stuff like that, but I can't remember exactly what the catalyst was, but basically they were like...
It wasn't that he killed somebody?
Oh, no. No. You know. That was... Because that, you know...
That
she just
wasn't
died.
A problem. That
She just died from leukemia.
She did live, and then she also needed to go... No, she didn't die from leukemia. She died because God wanted her.
Exactly. Yeah, they were like, you're not really one of us anymore. So... also, though, Giselle was now pregnant and feeling even more rejected by her husband, so she told him that he needed to break up the commune or she was moving out. He responded by smashing her in the mouth with his fist and banishing her to her room for 2 days.
Cool.
Yeah.
I feel like this is where we're separating.
Okay. I mean, I would hope so.
Separating what?
You're not going to separate like from killing the leukemia patient?
No.
He didn't kill her. Okay. He just didn't pay attention to her.
Where am I stopping? Before or after killing the leukemia patient? I don't know. I'll have to get back to you.
Okay. Well, in June, the clinic was weirdly having some issues, so they left and ended up in the forests and wilderness of the Gaspé Peninsula. He also lets loose his new vision of their future. The world would end on February 17th, 1979. Their group would be God's chosen if they lived righteously, and he, of course, would be their guide and savior through it all.
I'm sorry, I don't understand how people do... I mean, the internet probably thwarted hundreds of different cults.
Right.
Because people have the ability to actually fucking listen and...
still...
No.
I'm not saying that...
new cults that are creepier and harder to get rid of.
I guess that's true. But, I mean, like, I assume that these cults all are similar because... They were all incubated by lack of understanding of one another.
No.
And mental illness.
I do feel like these ones, like the ones that really came to fruition more 70s. Around the like 60s, 70s, maybe even into the 80s, that yes, there was it was such a changing time period, but then also there was that lack of communication, you know, you don't just hop
cross
on your cell phone, you don't check things on the internet, you know, blah blah blah. So I think those were like a different
breed
Yes. And then
I think that the same problem is it's that you're missing some information. But so now what we do is we just flood everybody with information.
Right.
So that now you can miss the information because you've been flooded by like crazy town.
Right.
Yeah. Or you
right.
just have no idea what
you only. Yeah, let's say you only look at Facebook. Chances are you're right. getting bad information.
And yes. you're friends with Tom.
Yes.
No, that's MySpace.
Same thing.
So yes, I do think there's some different versions, but basically they all basically use the same tactics. It's just
you're right. You know. It's always about like I mean, there's definitely like some sort of isolation needs to happen, but you have to mm-hmm. convince everybody that everything, all of the news sources are false, and everybody's mm-hmm. been lying to you.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that will tell you the truth.
I'm on board. Let's join her cult.
Right? Seriously.
Skate King Unite.
There's a lot of roller skating, ceramics, and cats. So it's not a bad cult to be in.
I mean, honestly, it's awesome. Strongly recommend it. Oh, and cousins. We're big on like cousin mm-hmm. things.
We're yeah. big on cousin things?
Yeah. I don't know. Not like in a creepy way, though. Just in an adorable way.
I don't know if I can join.
I just don't
I don't know if I can join your cult until it has a cool name, though. So.
Well, why didn't you fucking give me one?
Because I didn't. You just started this skating Shit. Thing. Yeah, and it's your cult. Yeah,
my God talked to you, didn't he? To everyone, and you all are what makes it great, and your contributions are valuable.
But you hate everyone.
We don't need to talk about
that. We hate everyone that hasn't been enlightened already, okay?
Right, I mean, right. Yeah, every,
you're in the club.
If you're in the cult, I don't hate you.
It's us versus them. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. yeah. That's a good, that's like cult 101.
Just by
to die for cults, awesome.
It is.
Just by wanting to join my cult. You automatically are proving that you have a level of enlightened behavior that's just above the average.
That got a little creepy.
Yeah, it got really creepy. Sadly enough, I do want to join.
Right? We're all in a cult.
I feel a little bit left out. Oh my god, oh
my
god.
I was at my skate gang and we were talking and recruiting some other people.
Oh God!
And
it's really starting a cult.
Oh my God!
Right, and so two of the ladies that were there that I had talked them into doing things that they had previously said they did not want to do, which I was like, "No, you do." And then they call. Then this is how good I am.
You can't force women to do anal if they don't want
this
to do anal.
This is how fucking good I am. They come back to me and they say, "Laura, oh my God, you know how I didn't want to do this before? I am so glad." That I listen to you on this. I'm like, I know. Really, everything that I want you to do is out of.
I can't tell if she's lying to us or she's telling the truth.
She's not.
She's departing the text. I don't like it.
And it's and then two other like so two ladies were like, oh my God, did I just help her talk you into doing something? Oh my God, she tricked me into doing it too. And the new person, I was like, oh, do you want to join our cult too? And I can't remember exactly how it happened, but it was something along the lines of, like, I think she asked if it was, like, a good cult or, like, oh, are you their leader? And both of them chimed in at the same time and, like, worshipped me. And it was awesome.
You should name your cult Skate Lords.
Skate Lords. That's not horrible.
I am the Skate Lord.
I mean, it sounds a little bit like Edge Lords. Which I'm not exactly on board with that.
I don't want to ever meet you and your skate gang because they're going to beat me up if I don't join.
Well, I'm also very tall. So on skates, and they light up. Oh my God. I'm so cute. Actually, no, I'm really horrible, guys. I'm really bad. Sorry, right. Video.
Well, so Lolo's clearly started her own cult.
Skate King cult.
Skate gang.
No.
The, her downhill progression into
I don't know how to I don't know how to stop going.
Yeah, it's all downhill. Okay, well, he names their new home Eternal Mountain, and they set up a town in the forest while a little tent town sorry while they built a large communal cabin.
Is there a fucking like pamphlet or booklet that people just pick up from the store that just this is how you do a cult? This is how you do it. You call it Eternal Mountain.
There's so many similarities. I found out. It's you go and you study the religion bit, and you're like, oh, I could start. You know what would be cool if I were Jesus? And then, but you're like, oh, nobody's going to believe me that I'm Jesus.
You so got to work up to that.
Yeah, you have to work up to it and then just have these moments where you acknowledge that, like, and again, realize that you can just say that something's sacred and then magically it's sacred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
and then you're
Ethel's,
like, oh,
Ethel's shit is sacred. Don't touch it.
I mean, legit, would we get, like I said, this one is fucking bananas. Like, I knew that this was a crazy story, but then doing the research, it was just like, how do these people deal? Like, how?
I realized recently that my entire, like, artwork before was about creating this story that, like, would kind of lead, that had, like, some truth to it, but not total truth, but it got me to get people to, like, think different ways. And then I realized that I was too effective at it. But it's not because I'm, like, good at it. It's because everybody's just really bad at dissecting what's real and what's not real.
Yeah.
And it's, and I was like, oh my God, I think I can't morally do artwork like this anymore because too many people believe my crazy ass story.
Yeah. It's everyone is just looking for something to fucking believe. This one, like, when we get more into it, you'll see where it was just like everything, no matter what he did, it was holy. It was a sign from God.
I again support that, but also I'm like, yeah, that's how you get cult leaders too, is because you just realize you can just make shit up and people, and it doesn't have to be true. It doesn't even have to be verifiable.
Have you seen those people that are like dancing and fucking like flipping out on the in the churches and stuff, and they're all like,
yeah, the holy rollers.
Holy moly, that's crazy.
Hey, you know what?
If you ask me to spaz out, I'll spaz out. Like, I don't care. Like, just
work yourself up into a frenzy and like start hyperventilating and then spaz out. Maybe do some drugs beforehand if you want to.
I think it's perfectly normal to spaz out, but like, do I need to spaz out for a reason or can I just be a spaz?
Some people feel really suppressed, oppressed, whatever.
Some sort of zest.
Gotta spaz out, boy.
Oh. Right, and you just don't feel comfortable spazzing out because you're gonna feel judged because people are very judged.
Before I got here, the only place I felt comfortable spazzing out was in the basement. And with the help of this church, with the help of the congregation,
I now spazz out in their basement. Out,
I can spazz out.
You broke noodles. That was good. Yeah. Okay. Should I? Okay. While his followers worked, Roche, of course, sat it out because, you know, his ulcers, you know.
Was he still drinking?
Oh, yeah. His real job, of course, was to see to their spiritual salvation. He also needed to keep an eye on the rationed foods and then restrict the rations of anyone who complained about being hungry.
Mm-hmm. Also, yeah. If they didn't give him sexual favors.
Probably.
And again, where are they? Are they locked in somewhere?
They're like out they're in the middle lines. Of the forest in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
Did I mention they were also told to cut off all contact with family and friends and wear matching tunics and take on new biblical names?
I think that sounds wonderful.
Sounds on par. What would your name be in this situation? I think mine would be Isaiah.
Oh, that's a good biblical one.
I think I would be a Lauren.
My name's Elizabeth. It's a biblical name.
Wow. What goes along with that? I'm sorry. Judas? We were thinking a lot Judas. About like church again, and it caused a lot of anxiety, and it just manifested it itself.
You're at exorcism right now, Jesus.
Well, Roche would henceforth be known as Moses.
you know.
Oh my Christ.
I mean, it was fine.
Yeah.
This, it's fine. What's fucked up is that.
All of it?
I mean, no, really,
what's
again.
What's screwed up is that these individuals and their personality traits probably are the, like, historical reason why there is a lot of religion.
Yeah, well, I mean, no. I think religion is actually incredibly persuasive. And
that's what I'm saying.
Right. No, I mean, so I don't think that that's just going along. Like, so the human psyche loves stories and things that it can predict and patterns. Right,
so
and
you
shit.
Think that the ingredients were the concoction is a good hook.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You can do it with anything.
Well, so you use that hook of the religion and such to bring them in, and then you employ those cult 101s. You get rid of their personalities by, you know, and their past lives by making mm-hmm. them wear the same thing. You give them new names. You isolate them like an abusive relationship. You make them work constantly. And
Liz,
not...
careful. You're going to get flagged.
I know.
Somebody's right? going to be like, she knows so what's
she's,
up.
She's putting out the like how-to guide.
How-to guide yeah. on the cult.
Right, right.
You make them hungry and you make them tired.
Well, and you also have to make sure that anything from the outside is definitely bad, and that this,
yes,
I mean,
it's and that's us versus of, them.
You got to have an us versus them, and that if you want to, if you can, like, kind of get that fight or flight like response thing going on, where you can convince people that you are in a battle right now, emotionally or whatever, spiritually, and then you're like, "And I can save you." So danger, and here's
answers.
Your relief,
right.
Uh-huh, there it is.
So there's the concoction.
Exactly. Well, he begins openly partaking in polygamy and used manipulation on Giselle to make it seem like it was her idea.
Mm-hmm.
She came to him one day and said that the women who weren't married were lonely. You know, she's caring for them. She's like,
you love them and you want to care for them. Oh, no, I totally know how to do this.
Yeah.
I'm ready to start this cult.
So this was, of course, his cue to make sure they weren't lonely by giving them the holy D, which was his, you know.
Well, I mean, you can't just go, we don't want to just have them out with anybody. The rest of the world is dangerous.
Yeah.
And why does your cult leader voice turn into a scary, like, Kip-sounding right? scary whisper from, like, Napoleon Dynamite?
I want to talk
like,
real
gosh,
close
Napoleon,
to you.
Like, I think we really need to keep them safe, Napoleon. Like,
yeah.
Me and LaFonda really think that these girls should like stay with us.
Because she's a psychopath. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways.
My name's Moses Napoleon, okay?
Well, poor Giselle doesn't like it, and she tries to leave, but he dragged her back and then literally choked her into utter submission. So again, it's just...
She
sounds kind of hot.
Great.
Consent is key.
Oh, she wasn't into it. Okay,
nope,
then that's a bad
no,
situation.
Not into
that's a no-go.
It. Nope. He then proclaims that all marriages other than his were void, and then he began marrying multiple women, and in the end, all of the women in the compound, except for one, were...
Was his... she the ugly one, or was she the smart one, or was she like, what was wrong with her?
She was the smart one. She had been dragged in by her husband and really didn't want to be there, but loved her husband, so was trying to...
She's not even that smart.
Right, but she didn't
just goes and shows you.
Yeah.
So you're saying that there's couples that went.
Yeah.
And now there's just Lucy, like, there's this guys who, like...
Wait, so
man,
are the
like,
guys
I came
being
here...
married? Again?
No, they're
to
just
him?
Like to who?
To
some
him.
Sometimes he would like I think possibly let them marry some of the women, but for the most part he just married everybody except for this one woman. So
So he married men and women.
No, sorry. Married all the women.
I was going to say some of these guys came with like hey, let's go check out this cult
into the
girlfriend
whole, like,
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait, thing. Where's my girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I don't have one anymore. I guess I'll just sit here with my tunic and fucking jerk it to the wall.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. This is where he also gives up the healthy lifestyle and goes back to eating meat and junk food and drinking.
Wait, I thought he was drinking before.
I thought he was. It wasn't until about now.
Okay.
Yes. He would punish followers for falling asleep during his drunken sermons by hitting them on the head with a 4-inch thick club. When a pregnant woman ate 2 more pancakes than allotted to her, he punched her in the side, breaking 2 of her ribs.
Nice.
Others would be stripped naked and forced to stand in the snow for hours for whatever infraction he dreamed up.
Do you think that these cult leaders, like, they're like excited in the beginning because they're like, maybe I can get this to work. And then it starts to work and they're like,
now I'm bored.
Well, that was fucking easy. Like, that's boring as shit. Like, now what? Oh, yeah.
I think they thought it worked from the beginning, but they just needed to make some improvements.
Yeah, I think
and then they kind of got bored about all of like the stuff that he needed to do, and then they
right.
and then he feels burdened by all of these people and resentful for not being if they were better people, he would have had a better cult.
I think it's a lot of invincibility too. You know, he's, you know, he's God's chosen one because clearly he's doing all these crazy things and they're still like, you're amazing. So, you know, I think
what's really scary is that he potentially started to think, why would these people be doing all this fucked up shit unless they really thought I would, like, unless I really am Moses. Like,
I feel like he believed it when he said it.
It's very possible. Well, when Maurice, the one woman who was not married to Roche, started talking to her husband about wanting to leave, Roche forced the husband to cut off her small toe to, quote, teach your woman a lesson.
All I can think of is Big Lebowski.
Well, it wouldn't be the only toe that was lost.
Did she lose all of them?
Not her specifically, but it did a lot in basically...
Was there a jar of toes?
I don't know if they kept them in a jar.
Is this going to come back as ghost toes?
I hope not.
You know what I'd like to... what I'd like to see is a historic comparison of, like, physical harm over the like cult's history compared to other cults, like, you know, because like flogging and a bunch of shit is stemmed from kind of religious.
There is no way that you could get that information.
There's no way, but it would be very interesting to see if there was correlations.
Which one's
in like
the most abusive, like,
we all started with toes. Yeah, that was like first chapter.
No, I'm thinking about like the sun ceremony or some shit. And I don't know which tribe it's from, so I'm just like, you know, fucking it all up. But you like go out in the sun and you like put hooks through your skin and hang on a thing, and it's crazy.
Oh, Jesus.
And you do that for like 3 days until you're crazy, and then you have like an experience, and then you like can get down.
Yeah, that's like chapter 4 for this cult. We're not there yet.
Yeah, we haven't reached. We haven't reached that point yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this was the easier part of the episode.
Jesus Christ. Good luck.
So February 17th came and went, and there was no apocalypse. But Roche got around that by saying that time passed differently between mortals and gods, so it was like tricky to get it exactly right.
I think this is right around when I was conceived.
What year? It's very possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a month later, he
I'm
gets a
the chosen one.
There you go.
creepy. That's really what's going to happen with this podcast. It's not that I'm like corrupting Lolo. I'm just letting it out. Like,
right. This is how I do it. Is that I sit there and I say how I'm going to do it. And then everyone's like, well, you wouldn't do that because why would you tell everybody? But really, all those supervillain like movies are actually true. Supervillain right. says they're all like, how man, they're going to do
so
it.
She was so transparent from day one. Why right? wouldn't we believe her now?
Right.
She
right,
said the right, world's right. going to end in 20 years. And she was telling us the truth before.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, it's this is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's all going well, to plan.
Perfect. A month later, he gets arrested for obstruction of justice. For some reason, didn't write down for what specifically, and is ordered to undergo a psych evaluation. In the hospital, he manages to bamboozle the doctor, who begins to call him Moses and scorn any of the naysayers of the cult.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Nice
so
job,
wait,
Liz.
what sort of obstruction of justice do you think that Noodles? Do you think he did?
I think
was he protecting somebody in his cult?
I don't
for
think
doing
so.
Some sort of weird thing.
I think they went on an outing to town, and were stopped for having 19 women. On his arm.
And he was like actively little, fucking in the public.
And little cuck men behind him just kind of putzing around carrying baskets.
The white men behind him looked too sad.
They literally just carry baskets and he just decides to shit wherever and they just have to pick it up. So that's probably what happened.
Do you think that the smart lady actually like got it written on it? They went into town. The smart one managed to get a thing written onto a note.
No, here's what I think. I think the smart lady is the real puppet master here.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Just wait.
You don't
see.
Understand psychopaths like I do.
They're female. And she's the only female I see that's smart in this situation.
Well, speaking of not being smart, he was deemed sane and he received a 1-year suspended sentence, which just further solidified his standing with his followers. The doctors and the courts couldn't touch him, so he must be an emissary for God. You know.
He must have been doing something pretty bad for them to be like... Dude, the guy was shitting in public and he didn't get in trouble? Like, that's pretty dope.
Like, what did he give that doctor to make it so that the doctor was like, yeah.
Like, yeah, you're totally Moses. Oh my gosh, everybody's just out to get you.
Right?
Yeah, you're just the victim. Oh my god.
He got the milkshake.
He did. Well, soon after this, Guy Veer, a patient from the same psych hospital that Roche had been at, joins the group. Now, because he had mental health issues, mostly depression and such, he was kind of treated lesser, like they made him sleep out in like a shed and stuff like that. And they decided that the best task for him was to babysit the three, quote, animals or non-Roche fathered children.
Well, so the cucks are getting some love.
Somewhere along the line, we got three kids who did not come from Roche's loins.
Or did they? He just decide that they didn't because he was like, this one's too annoying and never mind.
I don't know. either way, yeah, they called them animals and gave them to the guy who had the mental health problems. So that's cool.
That's always great.
I mean, really, it's just a good use of resources.
Right. Well, several months later, during a party, Guy got so angry at 2-year-old Samuel, trigger warning, that he...
Again, with the trigger warnings.
You got mad at me last time for not saying it. You got mad at me the time before that for saying it. I can't do anything.
Right. This is right. You can't win.
Okay.
Did he put the baby in a bag and like bludgeon it against the brick wall?
He held him up by the throat and struck him multiple times in the face.
Well, that's not nearly as bad as I thought.
Yeah, that's way worse.
Really?
Now, the next morning when Roche found out about all of this, he decided the best course of action to help the child was to circumcise him.
I don't think he knows how to do that.
He might not be...
Isn't he Catholic? That's not a...
I don't think they know how to... who circumcises folks anymore?
Because you only had to do it if you were Jewish.
No.
But then people just were like...
I'm Jewish?
It just became, like, there was this whole trend where everybody thought it was just cleaner for a while. And they're like, oh, you won't have schmegma problems.
Gross. I mean, technically it's cleaner because, you know, guys are...
Because guys are guys?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep, that's the one.
Yeah.
I clean my dick regularly, regardless if I had foreskin or not. I'd clean it and it'd clean be clean. Ween. A clean ween.
There you go. Well... He then took 94% ethanol alcohol and forced it down the boy's throat as an anesthetic.
An anesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem right.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. Well, I couldn't quite figure out if he did actually manage to circumcise him, but he died soon after, most likely from alcohol poisoning.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say blood loss, and I was going to say, oh my god.
Nope.
Which is worse? How old was this child?
Two.
I'd say probably the alcohol poisoning, because it was like it was an attempt to make the pain go away, which then killed him, versus...
That wasn't an attempt to make the pain go away. He was like, this is going to be fine. He was like drunk while this happened.
At least the kid was drunk when this was happening. Yeah. No. Probably blitzed out of his mind. No,
the kid is dead.
Yeah.
I'm saying, at least he was drunk while he was dying. I mean, that's... During the cutting part, that's what I was saying.
Maybe, yeah. Who knows? Well, his mom was Maurice, the one with the toe cut off. And when she was told, she just kept working because he had broken her spirit so fucking badly that she just had no reaction whatsoever. That night, they burned the remains, supposedly to keep them away from scavengers. You know.
Keep them away from scavengers?
Yeah, you know, bears, things, you know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You know, not to, I don't know, hide the evidence of the fact that he killed this 2-year-old child. Right, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was just livestock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, six months later, in a drunken haze, Roche decided that Veer needed to stand trial for his actions of beating this poor little boy. The commune members deemed him not guilty by reason of insanity, but Roche decided that he did need to be punished, and, you know, that would be by castration. So, he talks...
Bring out the alcohol.
Right?
He actually manages to talk Veer into it, saying it would cure his headaches and constant masturbation. And it would, like, level up his standing in the group hierarchy.
I'm sorry, when you get castrated, does that mean you just take the balls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or is it, like, the whole shebang?
No.
Usually just the balls, yeah.
Yeah. For the most part, you still need the penis part for, you know, the peen.
Yeah. But it gets...
Can you what happens if you masturbate... Can you masturbate without balls?
Just dust comes out. No, I don't know. Just.
I mean, this is. I feel like you could. We could do like. Ask a. I think it gets. I think it.
Who would
totally
you ask?
Get rid of
who would you ask?
Doctor.
You can Google that shit. My dog has no balls, and he still gets hard-ons. Now, I don't know that he actually comes.
but he definitely.
Oh man, I hope you know. Because otherwise, you don't know where that is.
Yeah, right. Seriously, put your damn lipstick away, small dog.
My okay. dog Oliver doesn't really hump. He doesn't like to be mounted at all.
No.
Or he's not a bitch. He's like, please don't do that.
Yeah, not feeling it. Yeah, so he Veer agrees and even signs a like quote release.
Oh my fucking Christ!
Because he's yeah. They do manage to complete the process and fully removed his testicles, but Roche just treats him even worse than he did before, instead of leveling up his standing.
I'm telling you, I think it's one of those situations where you're like, you're going to let me do this. And then if they actually say yes, and you do it, he's like, I can't believe you're fucking stupid enough to let me do that. Like, I'm not...
Right. So I'm just going to keep seeing what I can do.
Right.
Yeah, well, he would have other members pierce his chest with knives to bleed him to death, only to call them off at the very last minute as some sort of tribute to, like, the Bible, you know? Veer finally manages to yeet the fuck out of there and tells people that a baby died up there from a horse kick.
What?
I think it was his way of not really telling on them, but also being like, hey, a baby died. But he's like, I definitely wasn't the one that beat the shit out of this baby and it died. That kind of thing. So the commune gets raided and all of the children are relocated after they find the remains of Samuel and that consent note that Veers had signed. But Roche and multiple other members were charged with criminal negligence and obstruction of justice, among other things. And everyone was found guilty with sentences ranging from probation to 2 years in prison and 3 years probation for Roche. So that was the highest amount that anyone got. Now, everyone not in jail moved into the city to be closer to their leader and waited for his release. In 1984, he was released, and he then made them move out to a new forested area because the other commune had been razed to the ground by the, I believe, police or government or something. They were like, we're done with this. And so they move out to a new area in the forest that's nice and isolated to begin their new cabin commune.
Jesus criminy.
And
everybody was like, yeah, who told on him again?
The guy who beat the kid. The
castration guy.
The castrated guy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He was like, oh, the castration did not make me feel better, so now I'm going to go tell on him.
Well, it did say that he never said he had headaches again. So, I mean, I guess.
So I did look it up. Yes, castrated men can have sex, possibly.
What do you mean possibly? Yeah. That didn't help at all. It was like an ambiguous answer.
It seemed to be like if you got castrated before puberty, like you're more likely to have things go well for you, I guess.
Well, yeah, because you don't have testosterone if you...
Right. Well, I mean, so you still have really testosterone, know.
But...
I don't know. I just literally asked the internet, so a bunch of random people just told me shit, and I was like, okay, that's a fact.
Right.
That's how you get joined into a cult.
To a cult.
Right. Just type in, like, ball gone sex, ?
I think I typed in,
ahead.
Can castrated men have sex?
There you go.
I'm sure they can. The real question is, can they skirt?
No.
I mean, there's nothing to skirt. But can they climax with a...
I didn't ask if they could orgasm, which I think the answer is no.
Huh.
Well, this tip to... But, yeah, right. We'll see. We'll come back next week with the answer to the mystery. Can castrated men orgasm?
If you are a castrated man, let us know. No, I...
I'm sure they will.
Maybe don't. The weird questions that we ask on this podcast. But yeah, on that note, that's where we're going to stop for this week before we head out to commune number two.
What? Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
Don't answer the question yet. That's for next week. Look at this. Look at us. A family of cult leaders talking about castrated penises.
So my question of you two, because we already know that I'm going to be the leader. So mm-hmm. What role are you going to play? Are you going to start your own cult? Are you going to have a competing cult? Are you going to try to take me down? Are you going to be one of my followers? Like, what do you want?
Well, what do you want, leader? Yeah. Like, that's the real question.
I feel like I'm going for, like, the number two position in your cult. Because, like, clearly, you've got, like, the charisma. I've got the knowledge. We're ride or die bitches. So
I'm probably the talent scout, so I go out and, like, find particular individuals. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you are definitely joining.
Yeah, definitely joining.
Yeah,
great. Easy it was for me to start a cult? I was just like, yeah, I'm actually really cool. And then people are like, Lolo. Oh, really?
We are. The
I don't
want to
be. I'm not going to get castrated, though, you guys. I already know that.
Honestly, it's not something that we need to worry about right now.
Oh. Well, I mean, eventually, should we have to worry about that? Or
again, we're only going to worry about the present moment, my friend.
Yeah,
that
you're
is
right.
What we need to be in.
Yeah, I feel a lot better now.
And we're going to have a great time.
You know, those balls might be there. They might not. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It's just like, as long as you feel good.
I do.
You just need to hand him a cat right now. Just be like,
I have a cat right now.
Pet the cat.
And then it's great.
Yes.
You guys really made me feel confident about this. So I think I'll join.
There you go. Look at that pretty kitty.
Look at that.
Do you see how she has the look of the devil on her? She's like,
This is not good.
Fucking hate it.
Okay, I gotta go eat something that's not that.
That's not cat or pussy.
Don't eat my cat. Don't eat my pussy. Don't eat my pie.
Those lyrics are just.
Those are all of the things that you're not gonna do. And also all mean the exact same thing, and yet suggest something drastically different.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll see. We'll just not talk about
We're
it
living
right
in
now.
The
Maybe
present.
In the future.
Yeah. Right. It's not something we need to talk about right now. So. All right, on that terrifying note, thank you for listening. Come back next week. It gets worse. So much worse.
Join my cult.
Join the cult. We'll have a cool name, hopefully, by next week.
www.joinmycult.
Join my cult.
AKA Heaven's Gate website.
Yes. It will all be in really bad Flash from
So good.
You can check out our website. We'll have pamphlets. No. But yes, check out our website, todieforpodcast.com.
Buy cool shit.
I bought new cool shit.
Also on the website we have forms to release forms for being castrated. So
correct. Yeah.
It's not gonna happen like now. It's just for, you know, maybe
it's a potential. We always have to cover our bases.
I think it's really good to be open to a lot of different things because we never know where we're gonna end up next
week.
Hey,
quick question. In your cult, is polygamy a thing? Because I don't necessarily want to be a cuck.
Everything that you say is a thing is a thing. So if you don't want to be a cuck, you don't have to be a cuck.
I don't want to be a cuck anymore.
But if you... but if you want polygamy, you can have that too.
Oh, wow. This is actually kind of nice. Alexis, we're joining a cult. I probably shouldn't have said her name out loud. Wife,
don't worry,
we're joining
we'll
a cult.
We are going to need to come up with our skate names. I haven't decided on mine yet. But
Rosemary, we're joining a cult.
Now I need some light up rainbow skates, so I'll get on that.
I'll send you a link.
Can it's I do the? Great. Do you guys rollerblade or is it like?
If you
quad
would like to rollerblade,
skates.
You can. But I would say that you can do like we're trying out dance skating because. It's
can
just
I do
dancing
Heelys?
On wheelies. Yes, if you want to. You do you, boo.
Thanks.
Yeah.
How awesome does my cult sound?
It's perfect.
Sounds pretty rad.
But if you want in, you have to go rate, review, subscribe, buy shit, and love us, and listen, and tell your friends. Yes.
And then you say that I'm in the cult, and I'd be like, yes, you are.
Yes, you are. You're in our little
cult. Also, let us know what we should call the cult, because I'm not good at
naming. Yeah, we're having some brain issues on that one. So, okay. Well, please come back next week, because like I said, it gets worse. It's so fucked up. So weird. It's bonkers. And we will talk to you then. So thanks for listening, and bye from me.
And me.
See you later.
I like how you're always so like taken by surprise.
No, I just that's you... my calling sign.
Aloof, taken by surprise. Taken by
surprise. Surprise butt sex. All right. Laters.
Thanks for listening. You can check out our website at todieforpodcast.com. If you'd like to follow us, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at todieforpodcast, as well as our fluffy fam on Instagram at todieforpodcast_fluffyfam. If you'd like to send us an email, todieforpodcast@gmail.com. Cover art is thanks to Joelle Haight, and original music was created by Vincent Amston. Have a spooky day!